Home at Summer's End by Elise Murray, read by Jennifer Woodward for Saga Egmont. To Bubba and Christina. For all of the hours we spent watching and re-watching the Katy Perry episode of Catfish. Chapter 1. Rose. Rose never minded being the only person in her family unattached. Well, of course that depended on what you meant by unattached. She may not have had a husband like her mother or her younger sister, Harper, and she may not have had a boyfriend like her youngest sister, May, or her friend, Annie. But she did have a steady relationship with the flower shop she owned, and a second one with the historical romance novels she compulsively borrowed from the library. And, she supposed, it also depended on your definition of minded. Did she resent her entire family and her only friend for pairing off and finding the loves of their lives? No, obviously not. She couldn't ever begrudge someone finding their happiness. But did she get lonely? Yeah. Did she sometimes look out at the long dirt road leading away from her hometown of Hillsborough, California, and wonder if some strong, sturdy, stalwart, strapping, handsome guy would wander into town and fall madly, desperately, truly, overwhelmingly, riotously in love with her? Yes, obviously. Did she also wonder if her habit of mainlining romance novels was infecting, if not her heart, then definitely her vocabulary? Yep, no doubt. But the thing was, whenever she was lucky enough to have her entire family around, she didn't think about her ever-purpling vocabulary or the way she sometimes felt sick when she caught one of her sisters getting a forehead kiss from the man she loved. No, she was just happy to have them around again. Especially on nights like tonight. The fall evening hung cool and crisp all around the Anderson Flower Farm, where the Anderson sisters, Rose, Harper, and May, and their best friend, Annie, were currently stationed out on the great porch overlooking the fields of flowers below. With the weather snapping into more and more frequent chill spells, the stronger flowers nearby were only just now beginning to bloom. And in the light of the stars and the warm glow of the porch, Rose could spot a large patch of callas in the distance, their long white petals stretching out to dance in the moon-soaked breeze. With the men of the family inside, caught up in the extra innings of a World Series baseball game, and her mother finishing tidying the kitchen, Rose felt free to finally relax with some of the people she loved most in this world. The men were all right, of course, especially her father, but still, her family had always been a family of women, of sisters. Here, with them again, she felt most comfortable. "So, birthday girl?" Annie asked, her blonde curls bouncing as she took another dainty bite of the birthday pie they'd gotten Rose for the occasion. "What did you wish for?" At least, she felt most comfortable with them when they weren't asking questions like that. Suddenly, the attention of the three women settled upon her shoulders. The slice of birthday blueberry pie from Millie's pie joint stuck in her throat. She tried her best to swallow it before answering.
"You know, if I told you, it wouldn't come true."
"Right, of course. Always the superstitious type." Rose guessed she was a little superstitious, though she knew it wasn't the label the folks from town usually called her. The Andersons plus Annie foursome was slightly infamous, which meant everyone in Hillsborough had put them directly into boxes. Harper, tall and solid, an operator of the family flower farm, was the badass tomboy. May, who'd recently run off with her ex-boyfriend to travel the world, was the wild child. Annie was the perfect social media starlet. As for Rose, she was the sweet one. No one had...